Mi chiamo Afura Kanu, Afurait Kait Nut. E ne ye ma'o keruda, medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan. Greetings to all Afura Kanu, Afurait Kait Nut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'o keru day. My name is Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan. Today we will focus on Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut ancestral religion, meaning African ancestral religion, and why it is essential to understand that only Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut people, meaning African people, black people, are capable of practicing Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut ancestral religion, whether it be in the form of the Akan tradition, the Ebe tradition, the Igbo tradition, the Yoruba tradition, the Dogon tradition, the Gurumanchi tradition, the Kanesu Kamau tradition, also called the Kemetic tradition. No matter what form Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut ancestral religion takes, only Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut people can be involved in its practice. This is essential to understand. In essence, Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut ancestral religion is the ritual incorporation of divine law and the ritual restoration of divine balance. Through ritual, we incorporate those things we need in order to harmonize with divine order. And through ritual, we restore balance to our lives when imbalance occurs. Ritual is thus the science of Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut ancestral culture. Science in the true sense, not the pseudoscience of white culture. Through ritual, we gain experiential knowledge of reality. We gain a comprehensive knowledge of what is real in the physical world and the non-physical world. It is thus through ritual means that we are able to fully perceive our proper place in creation and thereby measure every thought, intention, and action with the rule of divine law and according to the standard of divine hate. This is the exclusive inheritance of Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut people from Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, for we are the only people created as part of the world system. All other groups of people who exist on earth today are descendants of a small group who were forced out of Afura Ka, Afurait Kait thousands of years ago. Those who were drawn into northern Eurasia would eventually degenerate physically into the melanin recessive albino race of individuals now called the white race. Their physical degeneration was preceded by a spiritual degeneration, which caused their repulsion from the Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut population in the first place. Thus, after millions of years of Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut people existing on Earth, less than 1/100th of a percentage would degenerate into the whites and their offspring a few thousand years ago. Similarly, approximately 1 out of every 100,000 cells in your body are cancerous at any given time. Once regular cells, they have now become disfigured and are no longer like the other cells. While the regular cells are executing the function they are designed to execute within your body, the cancerous, disfigured cells only malfunction in the body to consume and destroy the other cells. Unless their development is arrested, they would proliferate, creating the condition called cancer, and would ultimately destroy the body. Yet, you have an immune system. The cells of the immune system seek out, isolate, and destroy the cancerous cells and expel them from the body. The cells of your immune system maintain the integrity of your body's structure, its order. The whites and their offspring are the cancerous cells in the body of black humanity, Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut humanity. After millions of years, a small percentage of normal cells became disfigured in Eurasia. After the end of the last ice age, the disfigured cells, the whites and their offspring, began to spill out of northern Eurasia in waves as a cancer, attacking and seeking the control and the ultimate destruction of the regular Afura Kani, Afurait Kait Nut cells, wherever they found us on earth. The whites and their offspring have attempted to control and destroy every Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit civilization they have come into contact with for the last 12,000 years, and this continues unabated as we speak. It was after the exit of those who would become the whites and their offspring from Afura Ka Afurait Kaet thousands of years ago that the rest of the Afura Kani Afurait Kaitnit population in Afura Ka Afurait Kaet first received the spirits of the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the goddesses and gods into our families. They possessed us during ritual practice and altered our spiritual and blood circles forever. We who are directly descended from these Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut have inherited that divinely altered blood and spiritual disposition. We also inherited the ancestral protocols, the culture associated with this specific spirit blood inheritance, and so we have prescribed ritual practices that are specifically tailored for our spiritual cultivation and sustenance. None of the whites and their offspring are capable of practicing any aspect of Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, no matter what form it takes. They exist and reincarnate as spirits of disorder and are hated by the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the Ntoru, the Ntortu, and the Nananum Nsamanfuo. For all disorder in its various manifestations is hated by Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being. This is why the divine immune system in creation, created by the Supreme Being, is designed to enforce divine order by eradicating disorder, for the Supreme Being hates disorder and its purveyors. If any individual or individuals, priest or priestess, initiate or non-initiate, attempts to convince you that the whites and their offspring are capable of practicing any aspect of Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion on any level, know that they are liars. It matters not how long they have been involved in our ancestral religious traditions, how many years they have been initiated, how many people respect them as elders or elderesses. It matters not that you may have just consciously entered the realm of Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion this afternoon. Their credentials are meaningless when they propagate a lie. The whites and their offspring seek only to pervert, control, and destroy as they foolishly seek to enter the realm of Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit goddesses and gods and ancestresses and ancestors. For the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the Ntoru, the Ntortu, the goddesses and gods and ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka Afurai Kaet have never, do not now, and will never accept the whites and their offspring on any level. There has never been, is not now, and will never be a white initiate within any Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion. This includes every past, present, and future white American, white European, white Hispanic, white Latino, white Indian, white so-called Native American, white Asian, white Arab, and any other non-Afura Kani, non-Afurai Kaitnit individual. They pass off the discarnate spirits of their drunkard, deceased, white rapist relatives as deities and will attempt to convince Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut that they are communicating with spirits and are therefore children of quote-unquote God. Only the fool falls for such foolishness, and only the fool perpetuates such foolishness, initiated or non-initiated, priest or priestess, elder or elderess, it does not matter. They are fools and liars. As an Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit individual, you have a seed of the divine consciousness of Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, dwelling within your spirit. This seed is your Akra, your soul, that continuously motivates you to embrace divine order and reject disorder in all of its forms. Follow your Akra, and you will summarily reject any misguided or mentally enslaved Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit individual or so-called elder or elderess who attempts to open the way for the whites and their offspring into our culture and who attempts to get you to participate. Be very clear and be uncompromising, and you will notice who has been compromised. Your Okra will be pleased, and you will ultimately be placed by your ancestresses and ancestors in the presence of real Nananom, real elders and real elderesses, conscious Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, who have a true understanding of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion and culture. Keep your eyes and ears open, and you will be guided properly from within and without. For those who tell you that if you are not initiated, then you cannot know, you tell them that an initiated fool is nothing more than an initiated fool. You are to take the focus and direction of your life into your own hands under the guidance of your Nananom Nsamanfo, your honorable Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestresses and ancestors. And this is to be done without compromise. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehem Pata Akan, Ene Ye Ma'al Keru Da.